Please. Chiro, you've been driving the Haval 6, and you want to tell us a little bit about this. I mean, you've been noting for months now how well Haval is doing in South Africa, how much the affordability of that brand is playing in its favor. I think it was 7th top-selling brand in the latest stats that you shared with us, or thereabouts. What's the H6 like?
I think they're up to 5th now, actually, okay. But if I'm not mistaken, 5th biggest brand in the country. Incredible success story. I don't think this market's ever seen anything like it. And now that I finally sampled one of their best sellers, which is the H6, I can see why. You know, so to put it into perspective, a top spec of the range VW Polo, right, with a 1 liter engine, will set you back 404,000 rand. That's the list price. Yeah. And you know, then the dealer will add their bits and pieces, and you might add a few options. So let's say you're at 420, 430 for a Polo. An H6 is a luxury SUV about the size of a Mazda CX-5 or a Hyundai Tucson or a Kia Sportage or a Toyota RAV4 or, you know, a Mazda sorry, what was the other car I was going to go with there? Mazda CX-5, I think I mentioned that. But so you're getting into one of these for 420,000 rand. That's the base price. So this is almost Polo money for a car that is 2, 3, 4 segments above it. And then if you want the more tech you want, and if you want all the drive and all the rest of it, obviously you spend more. The range goes up to 520,000 rand. But I just can't see a reason why you wouldn't want to look at one of these cars. The interior is fantastic. It's probably the best drivetrain I've experienced in a Chinese vehicle. It's a 2 liter turbocharged engine matched to a dual clutch gearbox, which is a very advanced drivetrain, and it's also much more efficient, I found, than the smaller Haval Jolion, which has a smaller engine, which seems to be doing a bit more work. The one in the H6 doesn't seem to be too bothered by the body that it's pulling around, so it's a bit more efficient as well. And you know, all the sort of tech and the sort of safety features and the sort of active driving features that you might find in, you know, in 3 million rand Range Rovers and BMWs, you're getting that in this car for under 500,000 rand. So I drove the second from the top luxury model, all-wheel drive, which costs you 470,000 rand. And I couldn't find fault with the thing. I tried my best. I was, you know, what is wrong with this thing? Why is it so cheap? They're coming out with a 5-year warranty, which is pretty decent. It's a strong warranty. If you buy from the Thorpe Group, they throw another 2 years on top. So then you're at 7-year warranty. It's weird because as a journalist, I really do try my best to give balanced reviews, and I feel like this is probably the least balanced review I've ever given. But at the same time, objectively speaking, it's really hard to find fault with these cars, especially at the price point that they're available at.
Thanks for that very enthusiastic feedback.